This is PBR, Preservation Bible Radio. PBR is an outreach ministry of the Wonders of the Bible Collection, proclaiming Jesus Christ through visual arts, science, and communication technologies, past, present, and future.
Hello, everyone. This is Frank DeFreitas, and I would like to welcome you to a brand new season of Wonders of the Bible 2023. Today is the first day of autumn. Well, it will be later tonight. And we're getting ready for a brand new season of shows. And we're glad to have you with us. Now, this year, we're going to be trying something a little different. Now, let me explain what that means. Number one, we'll be doing our regular shows where we take the Wonders of the Bible collection and show you different ancient biblical artifacts that are held in the collection. It's sort of like a biblical show and tell, the greatest show and tell this side of heaven. That's what I call it. And then, as a second series of shows, we're going to be doing something very interesting, or at least we hope you find it interesting. Debbie and I are going to make a Bible garden. We're going to plant flowers and plants that are mentioned in biblical scripture. And we're going to do that from now, because we have to get started right away. It's fall, right through the summer of 2023. And we'd like to invite you to follow along with us. Now, there's plenty of things that need to be done. For instance, there are things that we even need to plant before the fall is finished so that they can come up for summer, and we'll be covering that in future broadcasts. And I'll be doing both podcasts and YouTube videos. And if it's something that you think that you would be interested in doing yourself, I'll be having a lot of resources coming in, books, instructional materials that I can share with you. And as we learn, you can learn along with us. Because to be honest, I don't know anything about biblical gardening. I just came up with an idea that it would be nice to grow some of the plants from the Bible as a hobby now that we're retired. We've moved into our retirement residence, which is located in southern New Jersey, down by the seashore, and I thought, well, you know, I've got a little bit of time on my hands now that I'm fully retired, and I thought, geez, wouldn't it be nice to have a hobby of gardening? Now, Debbie's a gardener already. She does the gardens around the house, and she does landscaping, and she's been doing that for decades, and she's excited to get started with this too. Now, I had heard about biblical gardens. I didn't know anything about them. I just happened to think of something, and you know how you're online and you decide to type something into a search engine and see what comes up. And that's what I did with the term Bible garden, biblical gardening. Now, it seems to me it may have been more popular decades ago than it is now. And to tell you the truth, that's understandable. But if you think that it might be something that you would be interested in, you should follow along with us, and we'd really enjoy that. So they're the two types of programming that we'll be providing this season. The first one will be our usual programming with the content and ancient artifacts of the Wonders of the Bible collection. The other will be our Bible garden. So there's an awful lot of things we need to cover, okay? We need to even learn about what types of plants can be grown, and also making choices on how to grow the plants. Now, you can grow many plants indoors. Other plants need to be outdoors. Do you set up a little greenhouse for some plants? There's different types of gardening, like square foot gardening that I've read about, container gardening, and even raised bed gardening, where the garden beds themselves are actually up on legs, where you don't have to be down on the ground or bending over for those that may have difficulties doing that. So there's a lot of things to do, and I have books coming in, even about seeds. I know nothing about ordering seeds for plants and flowers that were grown in the Holy Land. This is all something that I need to find out about. It's all something that Debbie needs to find out about. And many of you would probably need to find out about it too. But I will say this, that no matter where you are right now in the world, I am just about certain that you would be able to grow something, if not many things, that were grown in the Holy Land. So you too can have a Bible garden. You too can have a biblical garden with plants and flowers that are mentioned in Scripture in the Bible. Isn't that a wonderful way of glorifying God? So, if you think that you might be interested in starting your own biblical garden, or if you're interested in just following us step by step as we start our own biblical garden, why not follow along with us as we learn along the way? This is Frank DeFreitas. Thank you for listening, and remember to always love others just as Jesus Christ loves you.